statements showing what civic politicians in the Tri-Cities own and owe came out this week. But the disclosures, which Coquitlam, and Port Moody City Halls released to the Tri-City News, give little insight as to how local elected officials manage their money personally. Required under BC's Financial Disclosure Act, the annual paperwork is a chance for the public to see what the assets, liabilities and sources of income are for local mayors and city councillors. While the forms typically have scant information, this year's statements include disclosures from the Tri-City's newly elected council members. In Coquitlam, councillors Matt Dejolik and Robert Mazzarolo. In Port Coquitlam, Count. Paige Petriou. In Port Moody, Mayor Megan Lottie and councillors Samantha Agtrip, Kyla Knowles, Haven Lerbecki and Callan Morrison. Coquitlam. Jonlick's only entry was under the income category, as a city councillor, while Mazzarolo named his employer, Envision Law Corp., and a Burnaby property he owns. Elected officials don't have to list the address of their primary residence. By comparison, Count. Craig Hodge, one of two city representatives on the Metro Vancouver Board of Directors, disclosed 57 companies he has shares in. Hodge also draws remuneration from the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, of which he is a board member, and is owner of Craig Hodge and Associates Photography. Steve Kim, the owner of Boiling Point Communications, is a shareholder with three companies, and five personal and business debts with four financial institutions. He also owns an investment property in Surrey, according to his disclosure. Trish Mandewo listed shares with eight companies, including Nextleaf Solutions, a cannabis extractor, and employment with Synergy Consulting, of which she is co-owner and CEO, plus Simon Fraser University, where she is mentor in residence. Besides her home in Coquitlam, she also has property in Qualicum Beach. In addition to council work, Dennis Marsden also has assets in True North Business Consultation, a financial management and marketing firm of which he's principal, and with Clean Air Organics. He is principal of Dennis Marsden Consulting. Mayor Richard Stewart has assets in a shell company, a holding group from his parents' estate, and owns two properties in Coquitlam other than his home. And Terry Towner's disclosure was blank other than her income as a director on the Metro Vancouver board, a role she assumed last month when Stewart backed out. Port Coquitlam. Newly elected councillor Paige Petriou has assets in Spotlight Creative, a special events and wedding planning company of which she's owner and operator. Daryl Penner has property in Maple Ridge, as well as in Poco, while Dean Washington is president of, and has assets in, RPM Media and Grip Tire Stores. He also owns a Port Coquitlam property other than his primary residence. Port Moody. In Port Moody, where the city has posted its statements of disclosure on its website, the newly elected mayor, Megan Lottie, has a nearly blank form. She draws her wages as mayor and as a TransLink and Metro board director. Samantha Agtrup has assets in Engineered Bodies Strength and Conditioning, where she is an administrator. She is also a self-employed engineering consultant. Diana Dilworth is the government relations director for the Homebuilders Association of Vancouver, while Kyla Knowles has assets in Canada Rare Earth. Besides being a councillor, Knowles is also employed by Norland Limited. Amy Lubick is a Fraser Health Policy Analyst and has property on Electronic Avenue in Port Moody. Haven Lerbecki has shares with 17 companies, including advisor Pure US Cannabis. She is the Senior Policy Analyst with the First Nations Health Authority. And Callan Morrison has assets with four firms, including Squish Juicery, a cold-pressed juice and smoothie bar with a shop in Port Coquitlam. Besides the city, Morrison also works for Key West Ford Sales.